Not a single of the top four placed teams have an easy task with leaders chicken in the hardest pressed as they face neighbors Highlanders. Both the two teams' coaches, Joe Antipas for Chicken Inn and Bongani Mafu for Highlanders, are under pressure after losing their games last weekend. For Mafu, another defeat will not do him well after the events that took center stage at Ascot Stadium last Sunday. Mafu had to be escorted out of the stadium by riot police after his team's fans ran amok after a 1-0 defeat to Wawa. Another defeat, especially at Barberfield Stadium, is unlikely to be taken lightly by his team's impatient horde of followers who are desperate for a win. Mafu says against the Gamecocks, he is playing for 3 points and win back the backing of his team's supporters.
We need to play this game for the 3 points to pick up the support and get the people behind us.
However, Antipas has put behind his team's 1-0 defeat to Wange and says his mind is focused on the Islanders' match.
What we need to do is just go back to the drawing board, keep our heads up and go and fight in the next game.
Second place Triangle also have a tall order as they travel to Mandava Stadium to face Norman Mapeza's FC Platinum, who are unbeaten in 12 matches. However, Dynamos are at home, but also against a strong home side, whose coach Luke Masomere sarcastically says they found themselves in the league title race when they were just playing for fun.
I think there's now also a bit of pressure in terms of the position that we are found in on the log standing. We are now within reach of the leading pack, and you'll find that it's like now we are fighting for championship, whilst we are just playing for fun and enjoying.
On the other hand, Dynamo's coach Tony Raindiraya is looking for nothing less than victory as his team seeks a fifth consecutive league championship.
It's going to be a very tough assignment, but we've got to take it head on. This is football. We are Dynamos. We've got to be very strong if we want to stay with the top teams there at the top.
Inconsistent Capes United travelled to Ascot Stadium for a date with Chapungu, and under fire coach Mark Martin knows the importance of winning this game.
It's a difficult game, but our statistics has been good, to say the least, when we go for games outside Harare. We're looking to go out there and get a positive result. It's going to be a tough assignment, but we need to stand up and be counted and start winning games.
The other matches lined up for the weekend are as follows. ZPC Kariba versus Wawa, Wange versus Harare City, Buffaloes versus Flame Lily, Dongo Sawmills versus Cholocho Pirates. After the games, the league will take a break to pave way for the Warriors Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Guinea set for the National Sports Stadium on September 6. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.